And the stock report from Sunday's loss to Detroit. Stock up wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. A big game for him. Battling some injuries, he came up strong against the Detroit Lions. 6 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown. Great body control. Got open. And then here made the big play for the Eagles, giving them a 10-point lead with 5 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Not enough for the Eagles. Cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah, very good job on Calvin Johnson, limiting Megatron to just 1 catch through the first 3 quarters of the game. Asamoah also had his first interception of this 2012 season. And Alex Henry, 3 of 3 on field goals, including a 49-yarder. He's now 11 of 12 in 2012. He also had 4 touchbacks on his kickoffs on Sunday. The stock even. Linebacker D'Amico Ryan's strong performance, 12 tackles on the surface. The downside, Detroit running for 133 yards, actually 138 yards, and also making some plays in the fourth quarter. 280 yards of offense from the fourth quarter on for Detroit. Cornerback Brandon Boykin, 4 tackles, 5 kickoff returns, averaging nearly 25 yards a return. And punter Matt McBryer, a couple of boomers late in the game, offsetting the first punt of the game, a low liner. Detroit returned it and set up a field goal for the Lions. Stock down, ball security again for the Eagles. 3 turnovers, a fumble, and 2 Michael Vick interceptions. And while Detroit didn't score on those turnovers directly, the Eagles had some opportunities to score points. It opened to Sean Jackson there, pass behind him, and then an open Jason Avant here, pass thrown over his head, and Louis Delmas makes the interception. The defensive line, 0 sacks again. That's 3 straight games without a sack, and first-round draft pick Fletcher Cox ejected for fighting. The fourth-quarter defense giving up 2 10-point leads in the loss to Detroit.